I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve communion. This is a time to remember what Jesus did for us, that he paid the ultimate price for us. His body broken, his blood poured out to wash us clean, to forgive us of all of our sins, to make us new inside. I invite you to believe. Believe the gospel. Cling to the gospel. Stand firm. Plant your feet in the gospel truth that, yes, I'm a sinner. What I deserve is hell. What I deserve is what happened to Jesus on the cross during those hours of darkness as he experienced somehow God-forsakenness in my place. So that I would never, ever have to pray that prayer. Why have you forsaken me? We enjoy today intimacy, communion with the Father because of Jesus' finished work on the cross. And now, through a glass darkly, one day, face to face. Are you longing for that day? That's our hope. That's our joy. We'll serve you bread and juice, reminders of what he did for you. If you're a believer in Jesus, take those, hold those in your hand, reflect on what he did for you. Once we've all been served, we'll give him thanks and take those together. Jesus, thank you for the cross, where you paid my price in full, where you bought me, redeemed me out of slavery with your own precious blood. And you welcome me to your table, to your feast, as one of your friends, to enjoy relationship, celebration in your presence. This is an amazing day because you're not dead, you're alive. We can talk to you and we can be confident that you're listening, that you're responding. Thank you for the treasure we have in the gospel, relationship with a God who loves us this much. Jesus' body broken for you, take and eat. Jesus' blood, the blood of the Lamb poured out to wash us clean and make us new. Drink.